Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
On days like yesterday, everything is an understatement.
It's just a tragic day. It's a tremendous loss for this family and for this community.
That's because nobody can accurately state the level of tragedy when two little girls die in the same incident. But that's what happened in the Southwest Valley yesterday afternoon. Two toddlers pronounced dead at the hospital after being pulled from a backyard pool near 67th Avenue and Lower Buckeye Road in Phoenix. According to our TV partners at ABC 15, it is the 19th child-involved drowning or near-drowning incident in the Valley this year. And these tiny girls, believed to be twins, are the sixth and seventh children who have died as a result of drowning in 2024 in the Phoenix metro area. I suppose it's surprising to hear the two girls drowned in the same pool on the same day, but we really shouldn't be surprised. The Arizona Department of Health, the Arizona Health Department's latest child fatality report found that the leading cause of death for 1 to 4 year olds in our state is drowning. So this is more than an occasional happening in the Valley. We don't have enough of the details regarding this unbelievable tragedy to say if this is going on in this particular drowning, but there's nothing worse than pointing fingers after a tragedy by saying, I thought you were watching the kids. But before anything like this can happen, it is important to point the finger of responsibility at ourselves, as Phoenix Fire Captain Rob McDade describes.
Everybody understands that it's not somebody else's responsibility, it's your responsibility around that pool. We've had tragedies where there's been a pool party. We've had children drown in the backyard, and everybody thought it was somebody else's responsibility.
And when it comes to keeping children safe from drowning, that starts long before you even put up a pool fence.
How do you make your children waterproof? The city of Phoenix, along with other city aquatics agencies in the Valley, have swim lessons. I could tell you in the city of Phoenix, it's $15 to get your children swim lessons.
A couple of great suggestions came from other people on the morning team. Our producer, Patricia Valencia, who just became a mom again, added an invaluable 2 cents, especially for somebody who didn't grow up here. She suggests that when you have a party, don't just choose a designated driver. Also choose someone or two someones to not drink and watch the kids around a pool. And Jessica Welch, who does 50 different jobs around here, but doesn't have the job of being a mom yet, mentioned this morning that kids can start getting in the water at a very young age for lessons when they can learn at just a few months of age how to turn over and float. It's why we always mention KTAR News and Fulton Homes wants to remind you that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off kids near water. And you can learn more about all of the different ways you can waterproof your child and childproof your pool by going to ktar.com/watersafety. I hope and I look forward to the day when Jessica does become a mom, because she's not going to regret it later on, getting her kids all waterproofed.